Okay, thanks everyone for coming. I am going to do some poems. So I'm planning on moving house next week, and it's one of those strange things where I think lockdowns had a weird effect on people, and people are trying things that they've perhaps never had the nerve to do before. So this is kind of the situation I'm in at the moment. And this is about that and about coming out of lockdown. We are walking towards the pulsing pink lights. The pink lights represent the concept of the city. The pink lights represent the concept of music. The pink lights represent the dance floors of the past. The pink lights represent desire because, of course, they fucking do. You are struggling to walk because I am full weight on you. I am all of the lean, this languid consent of it. Our arms are snaking around this arm snaking delight of it, this crushing mouth shirt of it, this nose shoulder breathe deep of it, this oxytocin flood of it, this aftershave tobacco gasp of it, this soft threadbare overwashed flannel of it, this stud pocket rough denim of it, this someone else's waist of it, this face chest abandon of it, this solid bulk of it, this stomach to stomach of it, this proud of our stomachs of it, this stubby fat thumb rings cold on my back of it, this furnace heat of it, this never let go of it, this I am safe of it, this I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. This is an older one that I wrote about growing up in Belfast and all of the stuff that you don't really understand at the time, and you kind of put it together like a puzzle years later. In Northern Ireland, there are things you don't talk about. In the 1960s, people learned the hard way to stop silence in the 70s with a bit of jail time if you didn't comply, unlike the 80s when they wouldn't stop talking so much they were reduced to mime, a crime to be heard, absurdly dubbed the 90s when talking turned to singing, they pretended to hold hands and teach the world to sing. Somewhere in the middle of all this, I appeared. Maybe I absorbed it in the womb. Absorbed the whispers and the bin lid rattles like I absorbed my mother's nutrients, like they absorbed their own nutrients from their fat and muscle and bone marrow until nothing was left. It took him 66 days to absorb himself, and I think in the womb I heard it. I'm made of it. McGowans only last 42 days before their family took them off strike for health reasons. You can't die as it'll make you sick, as only a McGowan can manage to fuck up. Dying, I am your red right hand. I am this divided land. I didn't realize Zombie by the Cranberries was about Northern Ireland, as everyone has their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns, don't they? Memory. A fire was just a fire, and I laughed because I didn't know why there was a guy on the top, as that was 5th of November. Remember, remember, I read it in books. My mum hushes me, saying she'll explain later, not wanting the neighbours to know I don't know it's the Pope, because I was sheltered from all this, living in interdenominational bliss, never heard the sash, don't know it when people ask me to sing, as I live in a bubble, in a bubble, and I'm your red right hand, I am this divided land, came up the lagan in a bubble, in a protective bubble, in my protected Protestant school, while McGowans were dropping like flies all around me, I was all warm and safe, safe with a glowing neon surname attached to my forehead. No one ever spoke of it. Francis Felix became Frank. I anglicized, franklicized, and I never wondered why he didn't come with us to see the bands. And a Catholic taxi driver shot dead. This is what the news is for, to tell you who's been shot. I didn't even understand half the words, but can still hear them now with a kind of muscle memory. Secretary of State Tom King, Patrick Mayhew, Tom King, Patrick Mayhew, paramilitary shooting, kneecapped, found dead, shot dead. This is what the news is for, to tell you who is dead. We didn't take the soup, he said, but people keep force feeding me, McGeown. McGowan, McGeown, 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 I am your red right hand, I am this divided land word association. burnt out car bomb, petrol bomb, bomb scare, bomb scare, bomb scare, again bomb, damage fire, damage sale. I never wondered why so many places were on fire. Some places were afire more often than not, which led to cheap school uniforms memory. In the library, made some friends, and I can pinpoint the exact moment. Are you a Protestant or a Catholic? And time stops. More words from the news. The news to tell you who is dead, Protestant and Catholic, and I resolve to find out what they mean when I go home. Should I have been listening all along? I am your red right hand. I am this divided land. I take pieces of evidence out and examine them. What exactly are people doing to each other's kneecaps? Why do the orange men carry swords? Why are they so unhappy? What if their sword slips? A secret fear. Every year I edge away from the spikes, a grey spot on a happy day. Is it a happy day? And the Catholic taxi driver shot dead. This is what the news is for, to tell you who's been shot. I didn't even understand half the words, but can still hear them now with a kind of muscle memory. Secretary of State Tom King Patrick Mayhew, Tom King Patrick Mayhew, paramilitary shooting, kneecapped, found dead, found dead, shot dead. This is what the news is for, to tell you who is dead. I am your red right hand. I am this divided land, derided man, black and tan, home rule plan, balaclava, football fan, also ran, weapons ban, kicking the can. I'll tell me, ma, I am this divided land. So I've been writing a lot lately about insect themes, so to just give a little bit of a trigger warning, there are going to be some mentions of insects and yes, decay in this first one, just to give you all a heads up. On telling a friend I am writing to an insect theme and finding out months later she has assumed I meant maggots, but maggots do not cross my mind at all. The plump rot seeking them of single mind, fat little white and wriggling shits with gall, but maggots do not cross my mind at all. First time you find a dead bird held in thrall, turn over corpse, the bird's eye sockets blind, but maggots do not cross my mind at all. The plump rot seeking them of single mind, death should be still, not undead, filled with things which almost serve to stand the bird upright, excited, bubbling underneath the wings. Death should be still, not undead, filled with things. Beak opens for a squawk. This dead bird sings a music jelly filled, so moist this blight. Death should be still, not undead, filled with things which almost serve to stand the bird upright. This is quite new. It starts with silence, floating in the black, unstructured void, hair not bound by gravity. Make manifest. Make manifest. You can make anything in this state. You can corn dolly their hearts, twist them like straw, set intentions like love potions. You forgot what parts of you were for until this, until your eyes remember how to bathe warm glow, until you gaze at something that suffers softly. Eye contact is a choice you mostly reject, and yet, some eyes are pinwheel, kaleidoscope, starshine, and you must stare. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Two magicians, both alike in dignity. They believe, they beckon, they balance, they bother, they bellow, they bitter, they better each other, they butter each other, they smother each other. A trickster god laughs. A high-pitched giggle over almost before you catch it, and you're upturned in your dizziness. It is a nauseating lurch. Worm. Worm asks, may I eat you? And you say no. No. No, a fierce no, the only possible answer. But Worm is not asking you. Worm is asking your confidence, and it rolls over, supplicant, so digestible, an unformed thing, so baby raw, so new, a pate. Worm opens maw and undulates forward, taking in the more of you, barely even having to chew. This is its favorite meat. You carry Worm, and Worm carries you. It is not symbiotic, though it may seem so, though it may seem that Worm is you, Worm is external. Worm is all the voices ever. Worm is all the punishments that you ever gave yourself. Worm is the straw that breaks your back repeatedly, but you still let it climb aboard. Call all aboard. You are the captain of this. You are the host. Worm is noise. Worm is chaos. Worm is misophonia, constant chittering and underlying. Buzz is mocking. Laughter is the sweet wrapper in the hands of the fidgeter. Is the car alarm at 3 a.m. Is your neighbor singing your favorite song out of tune? Is rats under floorboards? Is mocking you? Is mocking you? Is the frantic whispered Catholicism underneath the soundtrack? Is the child adult voice singing dark lullabies? Is just the radiator cooling? You tell yourself. You tell yourself, you tell yourself. Your ears hurt most on days like this. It is the wriggling. It is so baby screaming, loud worm, worm, worm. Why do you let yourself be eaten up like this? Like so much chew toy, like so much waste product. You can do anything. You castle bitch, you ivory tower, you carving, you statue, you icon, you Jadis of Charn, you Song of Susanna, you red-headed twins, Macare, Maharet, do not consort with lowborn worm, do not seek approval of worm, do not attempt to befriend worm, do not waste your breath on worm, do not let the words of worm change you, do not allow worm to, worm needs you more than you need worm, worm fears you more than you fear worm, you are to be feared more than that, you are to be loved. Open your eyes, remember who you are, and float. It always starts with silence. Right, I'm going to try to find one that I haven't done in a while, but I'm feeling in that kind of mood right now. So let me see if I can locate it. Here we go. So this for an event that I sometimes go to online called Tonic, which does a similar kind of thing to your five-word prompt. This has a list of different prompts, all quite random, and you just choose the one that you like the look of. And there was one that was glass table delicate, and I chose that. And I would say this has some themes of OCD. Just to let you know. The middle-aged women in the Zoom poetry workshops describe themselves in kintsugi metaphors. They seem hopeful. Can you see the waterline? It moves, but stops to rest somewhere around here, as to use the vernacular, I am Prozac up to the eyeballs. It is a delicate balance. It starts me. It stops me. These tables are delicate, these scales can be tipped, and sometimes a table will do it to you, Father. May we live in filth. There was once a table. That table was silver chrome and must shine. It must shine always to prevent infection. It holds the gauze and iodine, it holds a life. The nurses show you how to sterilize, wipe down the equipment. You are carer. You are three times a day. You are on a strict timetable. You are a nurse. You are the keeper of the bags that are the keeper of the kidneys. You are 4 years of home dialysis. A life what is heavy. You carry the heavy, you beast of burden, you sole responsibility. When he is dead and you cannot stop sterilizing the table, when he is dead and you cannot start cleaning anything else, mother, may we live in filth. Can you see the waterline, the visual cliff? Babies on a glass table, baby bodies on a glass table, baby body clockwork dolls crawling towards a cliff are encouraged by their parents. Glass table over a safe space becomes glass table over a drop and babies stop. The babies will not. Their innate depth perception, they know that sometimes parents can make you sink and the cliff is so steep. Mother, must we live in filth? The middle-aged women in the Zoom poetry workshop write in kintsugi metaphors and smile, they seem fine. Do not approach me with your clumsy gold-paste promises, your well-meaning repair shop smile. There is power in this brick, in this shard, in this collection of small pieces that get in all the places and smile. Smashed little bits can take down a horse, can invade the crevices, can sneak unseen, can enter the blood stream. Scream with me, scream with the open windows, the cracked glass, the sounds of the frenzied party, the plates smashing, the girl on the stairs, the girl in the ball gown who mascaras her way through this place. This place is liminal and I will liminal the shit out of it. I would not be fixed rigid. I would be smooth. I would be molten, be buttery, float and flow lava like down your stairs, stopper up your mouth parts, coat you slickly in what glass becomes when it is liberated from form. Liberate me from form. We are only delicate when we conform to table standards, to scales, to countable monstrosities. Kintsugi metaphor, be uncountable. Free yourself from form. Surround yourself with yourself and look back upon yourself wild, smiling, grinning, broken, multiplying delicately. So I am going to do one more piece. And I want to say thanks so much to Paul for inviting me to take part in tonight's event. And I was going to say I'm looking forward to about half of it's over, but I've really enjoyed what I've heard so far. And I'm looking forward to Jenny's set. And I'm looking forward to the open mic. And I've been wanting to do Ovale for a long time. So it's lovely to finally do that. And this one has no trigger warnings because it is lovely. The worst piece of advice anyone ever got was write what you know. Write what you know. I know grocery shopping and bus stop, bus hopping. I know traffic light waiting and internet dating. I know nights in with my cat. You want to read about that? No. Think what life would be like if this was advice everyone followed. There would be no cat in his hat, no green grimacing grinch using greasy grubby grabbing motions towards our festive season, no Dr. Seuss reason and logic, not quite like others, but undeniable in its kindness, politeness and rightness. I hesitate to mention him as C.S. Lewis has a wealth of essays devoted to him. Being done to death, surely nothing left to say, but would my imagination exist without a Narnian childhood? Which plus wardrobe plus lion equals me and so many of us teaching us who to trust that all that glitters isn't gold. The best is often humbled old that we must live as children when we can, for when we become full grown man, we cannot see the lion anymore. If we all wrote what we knew, the grass is green, sky blue, you see reflect sky, I simply record my experiences. If there is no quest, then there is no rest. No satisfaction after the action, no hobbits, no ring, no precious. No king, no riddles underground, no minute sound carrying far, no alarm, no tension, no chase, no race, a waste of daydreaming. For what else is that for, if not to visit imagination land? A bird in the hand is not in my hand, don't you see? It's an allegory, it's a fiction, it's a glorious contradiction. Someone made it up, its brilliancy, someone thought the picture. Didn't see it, didn't touch it, didn't 5 cents experience it, but 6 sensed it, imagined it, that mental image took hold, it bit, it grabbed hold, he told someone, it got old, went down in history, not fact, but his story, Jack of fucking Nori. We're all geeks. And that's okay. We don't want real. We have to stay in real permanently. It's elementary, my dear Watson, that when all is said and done, we need escape. a superhero cape, a magic faraway tree, people that teach you how to be your very best version of your kind of me. And no, you don't have a wishing chair. Can't sit and see what's not there, but a mind's eye is a wonderful thing. Remember, as a child, you used to just swing in the park. Let the breeze blow through you, made up little songs in a high, not quite there voice, wanting to be left alone to create, to contemplate. Go to your room and try to practice stretching the glorious elasticity of your mind, trying to move mountains, trying to ford streams, imagining your thoughts as beams of light, imagining trying to lift objects. It's your little project, it's your little secret, and there's no one to tell, as no one will keep it until a book keeps it, until a book explains, until there's telekinesis and all these other fancy names, until there's paranormal whackery, ghosts rattle their click clackery chains and moan and groan, and you're alone under the covers and loving it every bit. So you have bad dreams, but they're not bad really. They're future plot lines. You note them down meticulously. You write about the elephant, about the secret ring. You write about his shoes, about all kinds of things. But they're set in the real world, sort of, but an idealized kind. There's no kitchen sink drama. This is from a higher mind. You find a way to unlock the door between the dreams and the ether stuff. You feisty little Hufflepuff, keep on keeping on. You're going to write for a long, long time. My point, if I had one, is in there somewhere. I digress, constant reader. But if you can go there, go to the tower with Roland of the Eld. Stay until you've had your fill. And if you do not hear the bell, don't worry, there'll be another and another. Life's like that, and another life encroaches as it will, toys until it has its fill, and then it ends. So bring your friends and give your thanks to Eeyore. Jane and Michael Banks, Sparrowhawk, Jack Dawkins, 100 Acre Wood, the little engine that could, and dream. Write what you know. I don't think so.